And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. Just, I mean, like, man, covering down on some major ground across the northern half of the most beautiful state in the nation. This one right here, I am talking about Alabama. Y'all, this show goes like way down south of Birmingham and up north of Huntsville and Tuscaloosa, back to Gadsden, parts of Georgia, Tennessee, and even Mississippi, all thrown in just for good measure. So we got plenty on tap here. I'm about to jump right into it, but I'll take two more text messages real quick. Morgan from Fort Myers, Florida says, I'm taking a break from the wall-to-wall coverage of Milton. Tornadoes have hit a block from me. Lots of damage in the Fort Myers area. Worse is yet to come. Well, Morgan, brother, batten down the hatches, and we're praying for y'all. Blessings on you, and we're just going to keep our eyes on it. I'd like to say I can't imagine, but then I can, because our version of it up here is tornadoes, and we've certainly been through those. But anyway, we're praying for Florida. Steve from Tennessee says, good stuff. Been to Grenada several times. They well remember our efforts, and they have a monument there near the airport, the only airport. So I love that place, and they love us, Steve. That's cool. I did not know that. And I would, you know what? I think I'd like to visit there myself. Let me jump into a dipper number one here, and illegals. So they're already here illegally, right? And by the way, I know that there is a legal status to the parole program. All right, so technically there are legal under the parole program, but I'll be honest with you, it's what I would call on the margins. Legal, yes. Ethical, certainly not wise. And I don't blame the Haitians for getting on the plane that was offered to them. But what I don't want to see much more of is a government that's so tone deaf, so unable to understand what they're doing to burden the municipalities and the counties of this nation, that they just continue to just flood them in, just like, let's bring more. Why not? I mean, gosh, we only have 10 million. So we have actually grown the population of the United States. Literally, we have actually grown the population of the United States by approximately 4% since Biden took office, just on people being flooded into our migrant parole systems. Those who are here illegally, upwards of 10 million. Those who have been brought in on the parole programs, several more million. We are looking at something that is beyond anything that could have. And I'll say this. Don't tell me it's not intentional. Because, yes, I do believe that there has been an effort made to strain the systems of the United States by having a globalist open borders policy. That being said, when you start flooding people in like this, you cannot help but have bad actors. There's going to be people there with questionable backgrounds, with criminal records, and with ill intent. And we're seeing it. And we're seeing it a lot. Story here on Fox News. I want to bring these things to your attention. But story here on Fox News that came out just today, actually yesterday. Afghan man in Oklahoma plotted election day terror attacks on the U.S. on behalf of ISIS, Justice Department says. Now, good on them. As much as we talk about, you know, the Justice Department under Merrick Garland, I will say this, the DOJ caught this guy. Yay. But I'll also point out he's here on a special immigrant visa from Afghanistan, and he's been here for 3 years. Still waiting on his parole hearing, right? 3 years. Nasir Ahmad Tawadi, 27 years old, obtained firearms and ammunition to conduct a violent attack on U.S. soil, as well as taking a number of steps to help prepare the plot. He entered the United States in September of 2021, weeks after U.S. troops pulled out of Afghanistan, on a special immigrant visa. So that was, by the way, that was at a time when the United States was, you know, bailing on its allies and abandoning its citizens, but we were also taking in droves of people that were just getting on planes, and we weren't even truly vetting them, and they were just arriving in the United States. He was one of them, apparently. Tawadi was arrested on Monday, charged with conspiring and attempting to provide material support to ISIS. His plan, I'll just break it down for you instead of just reading it to you. His plan was, he wanted to conduct election day assaults on gatherings of people waiting at polling sites. And he had a plan to do it. His plan was mass casualty. And he had already talked about becoming a martyr. He was good with the idea of being a martyr. In fact, they even have video of him in July of this year reading to children from a text that described the rewards that a martyr receives in the afterlife. He faces up to 35 years in prison. That right there, credit where credit's due, DOJ caught him. Blame where blame is due, he never should have been here. Biden administration adds him to the list of bad actors they've allowed to flood into our country. Well, now, Phil, they're not all bad actors. Didn't say they were. Did not say they were. I get it. Some of them just want a better life. They don't know where they're going to get and where they're going to go. But how about this? Let's refresh on some data. All right? Fox News. Dateline, September 28th. So we're right at about, what, 12 days ago. Tens of thousands of illegal immigrants with sex offenses and homicide convictions could be loose on our streets, according to Immigration and Customs Enforcement. That's not like some NGO or, you know, conservative watchdog group. That's ICE itself saying this. That's ICE data. ICE data, as of July 2024, this year, is broken down by those who are considered to be in detention, meaning they're currently incarcerated somewhere being held, and those who are not in detention. The ones who are not in detention are what they call their non-detained docket. So the non-detained docket now has 7 million people on it. 7 million who have been flagged and then released into the country. Just let them in. Here you go, here's your ticket. Here you go, here's your ticket. Next, here you go, here's your ticket. Next, here you go, here's your ticket. The data says that among those not in detention, there's 425,431 of them who are convicted criminals and 222,141 of them with pending criminal charges. You know what that is? That means 10%. That is roughly, that is almost, not quite. That's about 9% of the 7 million have major criminal records. Things like 62,000 of them who are known to have been convicted of assault, 14,000 of them convicted of burglary, 56,000 plus of them drug convictions, 13,000 plus of them convicted of homicides, 2,500 of them have kidnapping convictions, 15,000 plus have sexual assault convictions. Why would you know that and then release them into our country? Do they just want mayhem? Do they just want chaos? And that's what appears to be happening. The number of illegal immigrants on the non-detained docket soared from 3.7 million when Biden took office. There were 3.7 million that were out there, and we were trying to track them. It has now almost doubled to 7 million in just a few years. Now, listen, the reality is you hear these mass statistics, and you think, okay, is anybody doing anything, though? Yeah, they are. How about this one? Story that just came out yesterday, New York Post. Dallas, upscale neighborhood. Four Tren de Aragua gang members from Venezuela, illegal immigrants. The leader was a guy named Wilmer Colmenares Gonzalez, 27. Another one's last name is Hernandez Hernandez. Allegedly held police at bay for hours after following a victim into her garage, pistol whipping her, forcing her into her home, and then threatening to cut off her fingers if she did not give them the expensive jewelry they believe was stashed in her house. Colmenares Gonzalez crossed over the border, apparently, in Brownsville, Texas, and he has a pending application for temporary protected status. Well, by golly, guess why? Because he's a Venezuelan migrant. So he's allowed to say, I'm here in your country, and I'm scared of where I'm from. But while I'm here, I'm going to commit crimes. But that's okay. I need temporary protected status. Texas Governor Greg Abbott recently, by the way, announced that Tren de Aragua is a terrorist organization in his state. Authorities in Texas have already arrested dozens of suspected and confirmed TDA gangbangers in San Antonio alone and in El Paso. Over 100 of them are believed to have taken part in a violent mob at the El Paso border, if you remember that, when they rushed the gates. That just happened in the last couple days. Y'all, I'm telling you, this is, we cannot lose sight of this. Because right now, I think the storms and everything else are rightfully taking, you know, the top of the ticket when it comes to the news. But as we approach this election cycle, we cannot forget what the Biden-Harris administration has done, what the border czar Kamala Harris has done, or for that matter, not done, that has made our nation so much less safe than it was before. 7 million people, of which 9%-ish are all known criminals. That's literally almost 700,000 known criminals that they flagged at the border and then let them in anyway. Why does that make sense? Short answer, it doesn't. I got a quick call that I'll take before I go to the break. Mike from Decatur. Hey, Mike, how you doing?
Hey, doing great, Phil. My question is, these people that they catch that have the plan and intent to murder the American citizens, why can they not give them the death penalty when they catch them?
I don't know that they can't, but I don't know that they can't give him the death penalty. Now, he didn't commit murder, but it was conspiracy to commit murder.
Well, at least they ought to give him life in prison, you know. But another question I've got, I posed this to one of the state senators about the fentanyl that's coming in, they say, by drone over the border.
Yeah.
That they've got all these missiles and all the other things they can shoot down planes. Why can they not shoot some of those things down, or at least have some of the Marine snipers come down? I know they're good enough to do that.
So first of all, we're talking about different kinds of drones. You're not going to launch a missile on something you can buy at Walmart. They're using like Walmart-style drones with little baskets under them to carry the stuff across. They're not using big, like, Predator drones that the military uses. I agree. I agree. Anti-drone capability, jamming their signals, shooting them down, I think it has to happen.
Well, from that discussion that they had on the radio was that some of these things were capable of carrying like 100 pounds. So they had to be pretty good size.
I would reckon so. Mike, thanks for the call, man. I'm about to head to a break.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. We get back. I'm gonna tell you about a couple more things to look at, but one of the ways that we're seeing the small towns of America, to include places like, you know, Athens, Alabama, Sylacauga, Marshall County, Alabama, how we're seeing them suddenly see influxes. Well, there are some corporate entities that are also at play here, and I think we need to talk about how they're factoring into the illegal situation. All right, we're going to take a break right now. Take me to a break there, JP. We'll do that. We'll come right back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. Just, I mean, like, man, pulling pins on truth grenades in here. All right, we're finishing up number one of the triple dipper here on illegals. All right, so they come here illegally, and then they commit crimes while they're here. It's a double. They're illegals at that point. And I got to tell you, and I mentioned earlier, and I know this. I mean, if they fact-checked J.D. Vance the other day. Well, you know, they are here in a legal status, the Haitian immigrants that are on parole. Okay, well, yeah, the CHNV program, we know, Cuba, Haiti, Nicaragua, Venezuela, those countries are getting basically free air transport, flying them in and setting them up with, you know, living and wages and what, free phones. But anyway, the bottom line is this. Is it a legal status technically? Is it ethically right to keep doing that right now? No. Is there any wisdom in it? No. But they're doing it anyway. That being said, there's been a lot of questions about, okay, places like Springfield, Ohio, Sylacauga, Alabama. Like Springfield, Ohio, by the way, Springfield, a population of 60,000. That's a reasonably sized town, like a moderately sized town. The population of 60,000 just had another influx of 20,000. They added a third more in terms of Haitian migrants. You've got literally a third more added. They just grew by 25%. There's now an 80,000 population base in Springfield, Ohio, but 20,000 of those just came in most recently through the parole program. And you look at it and go, how are they choosing these communities? Because this is not like Texas Governor Greg Abbott taking people who are coming across his southern border and deciding to, you know, put them on a bus and send them to a sanctuary city somewhere. Sylacauga, Alabama is not a sanctuary city. Athens, Alabama is not a sanctuary city. What we're looking at here is they are sending them to places that they feel like, A, can't do much about it, and B, They're going there because in some cases there are employers that are going, hey, we need some labor. We'll take some labor. What do you got? We got a busload of Haitians. We'll take them. Story here on the Daily Wire came out yesterday. Temp agencies profiting from Haitian labor in Springfield encourage migration. Springfield, Ohio temp agency is profiting off of migrant labor, encouraging Haitian migration to the small Rust Belt city. Reportedly is now drawing scrutiny from state and federal authorities. Well, the feds are sending them there, so I'm not sure why they're getting scrutiny from the feds. But one particular company is called First Diversity Staffing, and another one I believe is called 10. But First Diversity Staffing has been supplying Haitian labor to companies like Amazon, Dole, another company called Topre, which is an automotive parts manufacturer. They're even providing transportation to the migrants, getting them shuttled back and forth to work. Y'all, that's happening in Alabama, too, by the way. It just is. And then the reality is, what we're looking at here is you've got companies that are making out like bandits, but they're also creating fear and unrest in the communities. And no, I'm not saying that all these Haitians are bad people. I'm not. I'm not even going down the whole thing. Are they eating cats? I'm not even talking about that. What I'm saying is when you suddenly drop 20,000 people into a community of 60,000, you are creating instability. You are creating unrest, and you are creating fear and concern. And they could care less. And these guys are they're making out like bandits. Springfield, like I said, 60,000 residents. Boom, 20,000 Haitians just dropped in. First Diversity and the other company, 10, have now caught the attention of state and federal authorities. Both the FBI and the Ohio Attorney General are now investigating them over human trafficking allegations. Because you have to look at it and go, huh, wait a minute. Under the CHNV parole program, wink, wink, nod, nod, there's supposed to be someone there as a sponsor on the other side. And we're not seeing that. In fact, this CHNV parole program, for all of its warts and blemishes, it was actually shut down in, I think, May. It was shut down in May because there was rampant corruption with the fact that there were sponsorships that were being abused. You had people that were career and like, you know, multi-sponsors. Like you had one individual's name had been used to sponsor something like 3,000 people. Well, that's rampant sponsor abuse. And so they shut down the entire program, and then they reopened it 60 days later. You cannot tell me they had resolved all the issues. And now what you're seeing is you've got these staffing companies that are keying in, and they're literally taking advantage of the fact that you've got Haitians being dropped in, and then they're trafficking them up to places where they can profit by getting them into some of the temp staffing jobs. Because temp staffing gets paid by the employee. By how many employees they provide. Yeah, it's a racket. The government has created it, though. That's the problem, is the federal government has created the issue by instigating a program that is not sustainable in its current form. I totally get legal immigration. I have naturalized citizens in my family, dear people who waited in line after doing everything right, and they're watching and wondering why they had to wait in line now. Because apparently anyone can just say, I'm scared where I live and I want to come here, and they get paroled in and they just go to work. All right, listen, we're going to switch gears. We're going to move out of that. That was illegals. We're going to go into storm relief. I got some folks coming in the studio you're going to want to hear from. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back.